You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's November 20th, 2025, and welcome to episode 159 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I am your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, the latest games industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you for tuning into the program today. This week, we've got a pretty fun episode where I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite things from the past year. It's rad stuff of 2025. But we start the day by checking out some of the headlines from this past week. And this week we got our first official look at the upcoming Legend of Zelda live action film. On Monday, on the Nintendo Today app, Nintendo showed off three production photos that revealed Bo Bragason as Princess Zelda and Benjamin Evan Ainsworth as Link. There are two close-up shots and one that shows the pair kind of crouching down in a field. And this follows, there was some like set leaked video a few days beforehand. But this was the first real good look at it. And I gotta say, it's only a few photos, but they look really dang good. Like, visually, at least, it looks to be taking from the Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom games. I don't know if that's just going to be aesthetically or if they're going to kind of take some of the story elements from that as well. But the actors and the costumes all look fantastic. The movie comes out May 7th, 2027, and it's being directed by Wes Ball, who I don't recall hearing of before, but he previously helmed the Kingdom of the Planets of the Apes film. And I admit that I was pretty skeptical about this movie beforehand, but after how well Super Mario Brothers turned out and seeing this early look, I'm pretty darn optimistic. Legend of Zelda has always been one of my favorite game series, so I am really crossing my fingers on this one. So Black Friday is just around the corner, and I wanted to share some of my favorite tech gear and gifts of the year, whether you are shopping for friends and family, or maybe you just want to get yourself a little something, which is totally fine. These are my picks for the rad stuff of 2025. And full disclosure up front, some of the items on today's show were provided to me by the companies that make them and the PR, but they are not paid endorsements. The opinions are genuine and my own. So we start things off with the first item on the list. It's one that I actually featured in an earlier episode of the show. It's the PDP Riffmaster Wireless Guitar Controller from Turtle Beach. There are three different models available, one for PlayStation, one for the Switch and Switch 2, and one for the Xbox, which also works with PC. And it retails for $149.99. This is a well-made, sturdy guitar controller with a collapsible neck for easier storage. It also has a built-in analog stick, which is a really cool feature for navigating menus. If you are somebody like me who has dedicated hundreds of hours and hundreds of dollars into Rock Band 4 and its DLC, this is an absolute no-brainer. Your old guitar is probably like mine and getting rickety and beat up, and replacements have been really hard to come by for years. People have been scavenging yard sales and eBay to get new guitars. So being able to buy a brand new, well-made axe is fantastic. It is also compatible with Fortnite Festival, which is where the ghosts of Harmonix lurk after it was sold to Epic for scrap. But whichever game you are into, this is a really good buy. Next up is the Lego Game Boy. This retails for $59.99, and I gotta say, I've done a decent amount of Legos. I've got a Millennium Falcon and a Yoda, and I've got that Super Mario 64 set. But I think this really is my favorite Lego set that I've put together. It's not like the biggest or the most complex. It only took me a couple of hours to finish, but it scores major points for just how accurately it recreates the real thing. It has all the ports on the sides, the A and B and start buttons all press, and they feel like the real thing. It's got the sliding power button on the top. It's got two cartridges that you can make, Super Mario Land and Zelda, which can slot into the top. And the screenshots on the display just looks like the real thing. It's just super impressive. And especially if you had a Game Boy back in the day, you are super gonna love this. Next, earlier this year, Game Informer magazine rose from the ashes and proved that not even the ghouls at GameStop could kill this iconic publication. And as a hometown kid, I've always been rooting for the Minneapolis-based outlet, and I am excited to see them not only surviving, but thriving. They just announced that for the first time ever, Game Informer magazine will soon be available at newsstands around the country, and I think soon internationally. So you'll be able to walk into a Barnes & Noble or an airport bookstore and grab yourself a copy. As always, though, the best way to get Game Informer is to have it sent right to your home by subscribing. And right now, you can get a year of Game Informer, which includes both the print and the digital editions, for just $48 per year. So that makes a fantastic gift for the gamers in your life. All right, next up. So for my money, for me personally, there is no better video game controller than the Xbox controller. It just feels better in your hands and is more comfortable to play with than any other controller I think I've ever used. It's the gold standard. And I've got a nice little collection of them on my game shelf. You know, I've got the Day One Project Scorpio Edition controller, as well as the Cyberpunk 2077 and Starfield editions. And this fall, Xbox released three new designs, which they are calling the Breaker Collection. There's the Stormbreaker, which is black, white, and silver. The Heartbreaker, which is in a bold pink and purple color set. And the one that I got my hands on, the Icebreaker. It's got a frosty glacier blue finish with translucent spots that look like, it looks like cracks in ice on the lake or something like that. It's a super slick controller. And honestly, going into the winter season, it just looks rad for those days where you're going to be bundled up all warm in your house playing games while it's, 10 below zero outside. All three versions retail for $79.99, and you can get them on Xbox.com or pretty much any online retailers. And last but not least, if you like racing games, if you are serious about racing games, then you need a racing wheel to really feel that immersion. You know, like flying games, using a dedicated controller just makes the experience twice as good. And the Velocity One Race KD3 racing wheel from Turtle Beach is a damn good racing wheel. This puppy is a beast. The coolest feature to me is the force feedback motor. This thing is powerful. And when you drive like off the road onto gravel or getting rear-ended, you really feel it. It's hard to properly convey, like, just how much this thing makes you feel like you're really racing a car. It's just bonkers. It also has magnetic shift paddles on either side of the wheel, which work great. A digital dashboard, which conveys real-time information and allows you to customize the controls and save them to different profiles. An aluminum pedal set, which you can also customize. And the thing is just, it's just high quality. It really feels like a premium product. And that makes sense because it retails for $449.99. So this is truly, like, this is for those that take their racing games seriously. It's not really for the player who, you know, only occasionally jumps into a racing game. And that kind of brings me to the only downside about this thing, and it's not really any fault of the device, but you kind of need to think about your gaming space with this thing. If you've got like a good desk that you play your games at, I think you're probably going to be fine. But I play my games from either, you know, my recliner or the couch in my family room. So I had to try and figure out like how to mount this thing. I tried out I had bought like an adjustable table that I had bought for my my flight stick, but the motor on this thing, I told you, it's a beast. It weighs like 10 to 15 pounds is my guess. So it was like literally causing the table to fall over. So I probably need to invest in a dedicated like wheel stand that they designed specifically for this, and you can find them all over the place. Turtle Beach has their own. There's some on Amazon. But that really seems to be the way to go. But again, if you're serious about racing, you know, you're going to want something like that anyway. So yeah, for hardcore racing fanatics, the Velocity 1 Race KD3 from Turtle Beach, that gets a very enthusiastic thumbs up. It is awesome. And if you want to see it in action, I'm going to post a video on my Blue Sky page later today. So there you have it. Those are the most rad things of 2025. So if you're looking for a gift for someone, or, you know, something that you want to put on your list for Santa yourself, these are all definitely worth checking out. They are all winners. All right, so before we go on today's episode, I talked about the super rad PDP Riffmaster wireless guitar controller from Turtle Beach. Well, this thing is so cool that thanks to my friends at Turtle Beach, I'm going to be giving one of these beauties away to one of you. I have one Riffmaster guitar, which is compatible with Xbox consoles and Windows PC, and there are two ways for you to win. For listeners of the show, you can email me at midlifesidequest@gmail.com and give me the secret word from today's show. But John, you didn't say a secret word. You're right. So the secret word, don't tell anybody. The secret word for today's show is gnarly. Gnarly. So email me that word to midlifesidequest@gmail.com and you'll be entered to win. Also, if you follow me on Blue Sky, I'm going to be posting about the contest there with another way to win. And if you do both, you will have two entries into the contest. I'm going to choose a winner from random, and I will announce that winner next week on Blue Sky on Black Friday. That's November 28th, and this contest is open to U.S. residents only. Sorry, Canada. I don't have a fancy Patreon to help pay for international shipping. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. We are off next week for the Thanksgiving holiday, so we will be back on December 4th. Until then, have a great week and save room for dessert.